morning, everyone, and welcome back to BVTV. This week I have with me Graziano Creperio from the multi-asset team, a new face. Good morning, new face at BVTV. And a person that you know very well, Carlo Putti from the retail fixed income team.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining me this morning. Thank you, guys. We are going to discuss about Italian elections. The macroeconomic context is much more positive than in past elections. We have Europe that has shown the best growth pattern since 10 years ago, with 2.5% GDP growth in 2017, in fact. And a bit more unusual, also Italy is doing well, 1.5% GDP growth as well, slower than Europe, but still very positive. How have markets been behaving in these weeks before the elections, Graziano?
Well, the impact of the upcoming elections on Italian asset prices has been negligible so far. But that's not entirely a surprise, because since the aftermath of the French elections last year, the perception of political risk has changed, has softened, and market mood has become more constructive, more optimistic, also thanks to a more favorable economic backdrop. 2-3 years ago, the same situation would have been perceived as a major source of instability and uncertainty for markets.
Okay, thank you, Graziano, for the introduction. Now, without losing time, Carlo, BTPs, risks and opportunities.
Yeah, sure. Well, typically there are two ways to invest in Italian BTPs. The first one, the most traditional one, is just to buy BTPs and you get a yield today of about 2%. The second one is to bet on spread, the difference between Italian BTPs and German bonds. Now, the first option might appear quite risky at the moment, and this is because the Eurozone is growing quite fast, and this is putting some upward pressure on yields. But also there is less support coming from the ECB, meaning less demand for Italian BTPs going forward. And finally, of course, the uncertainty around the Italian elections. On the other hand, if you look at spreads, the Eurozone growth is actually positive for spreads. Less support coming from the ECB could be seen as positive for spread, and this is because the central bank, with its quantitative easing program, has been distorting mainly the German bonds, and not as much, at least, Italian BTPs. So the main risk probably for Italian spreads today is coming from the Italian elections.
Okay, thank you. So with this upward pressure on yields in general, if I want to focus on the stock market, do you see, Graziano, any opportunity there or better not to touch it?
Well, at the moment, large capital and equities are attractive. Their valuations are compelling, and the FTSE MIB index is one of the cheapest markets in Europe. So, and it's getting good news on fundamentals, both from the corporate side and the economic side. So in absence of a genuine deterioration of these fundamentals, a comeback of volatility or a fall in asset prices like we have seen before the constitutional referendum 2 years ago could create actually a good entry point into this market. Those investors who feel more optimistic about the current economic growth rate could actually explore opportunities in the financial sectors where banks' earnings are growing and the quality of their balance sheets is improving. Those stocks, though, they need to be handled with a higher degree of caution.
Okay, thank you. Interesting. So going back to fixed income, different outcomes, scenarios, how would BTPs behave?
Yeah, sure. The general consensus today is that there are three likely scenarios. The first one is a grand coalition. The second one is a center-right coalition. And the third one is the five-star movement. Now, a grand coalition could be seen as positive by the market with spreads compressing, but at a very slow pace. And this is because uncertainty, political uncertainty, will persist in this kind of scenario. The second scenario, the center-right coalition, will be probably seen as positive in the very short term, spreads tightening, but medium to long term, it really depends on their spending plans. And finally, the five-star movement, recently they have been saying that they are more constructive on the Eurozone. But in the very short term, we might expect a bit of a sell-off in the market with spreads potentially going back to above 200 basis points, medium to long term, if the five-star movement will continue to be constructive on the Eurozone, then we will probably see spreads compressing again.
Okay, thank you. Very clear, Carlo. And I think it's very interesting the perception of external parties, external investors to Italy, of this idea of, you know, a breakup of the Eurozone taking place, while in fact all the parties and the discussion has been much more constructive. And so we see as Italian nationals much less risk of leaving the Eurozone. Thank you for the discussion. It has been interesting. Hope to see you here next time. Thank you all for listening. See you next week.